Soon the Biscuit, episode 42. We have a guest this week that I'm excited for. We're always excited for our guests because we always have awesome guests. We have a guy from Sweden. We care a lot. We're very passionate over here in this podcast program. And I have my co-host, as always, our favorite guy from Maine, University of Maine.
That's right.
The Maine Mariners, Pat Shea. And our guest this week is a goalie from Sweden. He's playing for the University of Maine, starter for UMaine, Victor Osman. Yeah.
A lot of Maine. A lot of UMaine today. You know, Trev, you're the odd guy out, actually.
No, I'm not. I'm living in Sweden. Our guest is from Sweden.
All right, so we're both kind of like within it. Like, we went to Maine together, so you're kind of third wheeling that, but like, you guys are Sweden peeps, you know? So that I'm kind of third wheeling that. I feel like it would be a good lunch date then, because we all have something in common. We could do that.
Yeah, for sure.
What's your go-to lunch spot, Victor? Where do you go to eat usually for some good grub around Maine?
Like what I make or
What you eat? You go out to lunch, whatever.
I like to keep it simple. I usually like make like chicken and rice, or like I eat brown turkey and rice and avocado and that kind of stuff. Just trying to keep it simple. I'm trying to think
healthy.
Yeah. I made fajitas the other day. It was pretty good with chicken.
You ever go to Harvest Moon?
Oh yeah, it's so good.
That's a little hole in the wall up there, up in Maine.
We do it on game days, like after the skate around like 12. We have like a couple of hours before the pregame meal.
Oh, you double up on game day?
Yeah.
Interesting. Wow. See, I eat one meal on game days. I'm a one. Trav, how much do you eat on game day? Like before the game?
It depends on if it's a home or away game, because we usually have like a 3, maybe sometimes 4 hour bus ride for away games, and if it's home game, it's not too bad. I don't know. I just eat till the body feels good, till the body feels ready and primed up, you know?
Absolutely. Sure. So, Victor, do you do breakfast, like pre-lunch and then pre-game meal?
Yeah.
So you're like you do three meals straight up, like fueling up, because as a goalie, you're like losing 10 pounds a game, yeah?
Yeah. I lose a lot of weight, actually. I lose like 8, 7, 8.
Yeah. Isn't that crazy? Actually, I'm kind of glad you said that. I remember seeing that Swayman, like after games at UMaine, would sometimes lose. He would lose like 8 to 10 pounds, which is actually crazy. Like, if you're not a like goalie or player playing at like his level, you wouldn't know that. But that's like, wild. Do you struggle putting it back on for, like, say if you play Friday, Saturday, do you struggle putting it back on for Saturday, or are you pretty good with it?
It's usually fine when I play games, because the games are at night, and then I have all day kind of recover. But it's I have struggled a lot with cramps, with cramping.
For sure.
It's definitely tough sometimes, but you just got to drink a lot of water and electrolytes. And when you know your body, you know kind of what you need. But sometimes, even in practice too, I struggle with cramping too, which sucks.
Yeah, that's no fun. I've had that as well. I've like been skating in the third period, and like just all of a sudden I just fall over and like collapse because my quads will start cramping. Dehydration, it's no good. You don't want to do that. Stay hydrated out there. Prehydrate. But good stuff. Trav, what's up? What do you got for us here?
Man, you're all over the place, man. You sound like you just downed like 4 liters of like Gatorade and had like four giant chocolate chip cookies before we started.
I was actually thinking about taking pre-workout before this, and I didn't. But maybe it's best that I didn't. Eh?
Well, to provide a little insight for those listening, whether you're, you know, at home in the audio version or the video version, so I'm 6 hours ahead of Pat and Victor on the East Coast. So right now it's about 4:50 p.m. give or take. We're recording, and then it's just coming up on 11 o'clock here. So I'm dialing it down for the night, getting ready to shut her down, and then Pat's just getting the night started because that dude's up to like 3, 4 in the morning every single night. I don't have a lot going on. Just we do have some viewers of the week though. That's I got lit up last week. So to Victor and anybody else who's new to the podcast, we have a viewer of the week segment where you message me or Pat and you give us a reason why you want to be viewer of the week. We'll pencil you in and we'll give you a shout out in the show. I screwed up a lot of names last week, so we got to make up for that one, but So what else is new? So we'll start off with a couple. We got Justin Haldersman. I butchered that. Anyway, he said, I want to be viewer of the week because I'm a dedicated listener and I love hockey. Done and done. We got Hudson Mattingly. He says he watches the podcast. Simple as that. We have Jonathan. He is a security worker for the Colorado Avalanche. He works in the arena. Security worker. He's listening to the podcast in the job. How cool is that?
That is cool.
Kyle Raynard says he knows a good podcast when he sees one, and this is one of them. It's something you listen to, though. But anyway, I like it. And then last week, remember the guy at the Olive Garden that was blasting the podcast last week, Braden?
Yeah.
Apparently, he had like five friends with him, and I had like five kids messaging me. They're like, hey, like I was with Braden when he was at the Olive Garden last week, and we're all hustling. That's how we pay for the Olive Garden. They didn't elaborate on the whole hustling thing, but that was kind of cool. And then it gets even better. Zach Wenger, Weninger, I think, he said he's a referee and he listens to the podcast while he's reffing. He's just really? Like buzzing up and down on the ice. He's got his AirPods
what,
in.
What level?
I didn't ask. I should have asked.
Yeah, because that's impressive. Multitasker. Yeah.
I'm more amazed, like, the headphones don't come. I mean, it depends on what he's rocking for, you know, specs, but that's kind of...
Yeah, that can't be safe. That cannot be safe.
What is safe, Carson Burr wanted me to say that he's been, quote-unquote, yassin' back Zaw for years and should be viewer of the week.
Yes. Shout out to him.
Shout and then we Carson. Got the last one, after our laundry list of guests, we got J-Dog Hizzy is what he goes by. He says... I was walking my dogs the other day when I got attacked, and out of nowhere I turned on the podcast, and me and my attacker bonded over the podcast. Thanks again. You guys saved my life.
God bless. We do that. We save lives.
Yeah, that's crazy. We're
good at that. Yeah.
All over the place. If you're watching the video version, Victor's shaking his head like, what did I sign up for? I got 45 more minutes before I can punch out here and go home, and that's okay. Welcome to Slinging the Biscuit. We are excited, as always, to be with you. Yeah, we want to thank you for your listening. You want to be viewer of the week, send me a message, send Pat a message, send an email. Maybe don't spam Victor, preferably not. Maybe Victor can take care of our emails. Maybe there's an idea. You want a job? You guys can get paid now. You're in the NCAA now, no?
Yes, we will touch on that in a bit.
It's going to be a spice one. However, we wanted to start things off, Victor, with a game of 20 questions. We had some viewer submitted questions in the Q&A on Instagram I threw up today. How do you feel about this?
I feel great. I'm excited.
Well, get the juices flowing early.
Yeah, we want to get to know you. We want to loosen you up first before we get into the hard-hitting questions. So, are you ready?
Yes.
First one, what is your screensaver? First off, are you an iPhone or Android kind of guy?
iPhone.
Okay, what's your screensaver? You rocking like a nice like landscape photo or portrait photo? Maybe a picture of yourself on the ice. What are you rocking for your screensaver these days?
It's a picture of me and my girlfriend.
He's a lover.
Is it a selfie or did you take it yourself or did somebody else take it for you?
Someone else took it.
Okay.
Romantic.
Old or new picture? Like recent picture?
It's from this summer. So kind of old now, actually.
Okay, so you're not changing the background very often, though?
No.
Okay. This next one was, when you're on the John, do you wipe standing or sitting? Pat Shea asked that question.
Yeah. Are you a stander or sitter when you wipe? It says a lot about a person, I think.
I don't know anyone who stands up.
I do. You just met him.
I do.
We stand. That's when I used to do the podcast with Trails on Behind the Cage, we would ask all the guests, and we found out there's a good mix. It's more of a mix than you would think.
Yeah.
But anyways, good to know.
Do we get an answer? Do we get a stander or a sitter answer?
Yeah, he's a sitter.
Okay. Well, what was your last job? What did you work last?
As a grocery delivery guy.
Okay. Is that at ICA or in the States?
No, it's for Malt Hem, if you recognize that.
No.
They're like online. They don't have stores. They just do like delivery.
Okay. And if we were to go up to your employer right now and ask for a review, what do you think they would say about you? That was part two of the question.
Probably that I didn't work that much because he didn't give me shifts. But when I did work, I did a good job, I think.
Not a lot of ice time, but he made the most. He capitalized on all of his chances and his opportunities in the workforce.
Right.
An opportunist.
Last one. This one I kind of like. So Matt Thiessen is kind of known in the hockey community, especially in the Winnipeg community. Like I'm a Winnipeg boy. Thiessen is, well, I believe outside of Winnipeg. Thiessen balls, protein balls. Have you had a chance to try them? And if so, how are they?
They're unbelievable. He brings them on the road for the guys on the bus, and I love them. It's a secret recipe he's got, but I don't know. It's great. I love them.
Now, is it a one-off, like just like a one-flavor type of protein ball, or does he mix it up all the time?
No, like the original ones, are they stay the same, but then he tries different stuff too.
When I was there, I always wanted to try a Thiessen ball, but he never made any without nuts, and I'm allergic to nuts. Did he start making them, you know, peanut and nut allergy friendly, or is it still just all peanut butter and nuts?
I don't know. I think it's still peanut butter in them.
Typical.
I don't think we have any nut allergies on our team right now.
He just doesn't care. That's all right. It's fine. I'll never have a Thiessen ball then. But yeah, I've heard good things. Everyone that has the Thiessen balls says great things about Thiessen balls. So Thiessen has great balls. It's pretty well known. He has the best balls.
Yeah, maybe we can get a package to Sweden. I've heard great things. I want to try them. I don't have any allergies like Pat, so would love to.
I feel like he'd send you them. I feel like he's a good guy. I feel like he'd send you. If you're back in Canada with him, you're not far from him, right?
Yeah, so, no, like, I mean, Victor knows all about this. The import fees in Sweden would probably be like triple the price of the actual protein balls, but to get them down would be nice to, you know, try them out and whatnot. So maybe we'll put that on the list for things to do.
Yeah, absolutely.
And our final question for the Q&A, best prank to pull on a teammate. Final question for you, Victor.
Ooh, that's a good one. I don't know. I mean, sometimes guys put the water cup under the helmet, which is a classic one that gets the guys. I don't know. We haven't had any. I don't know. That's a boring answer, but
not a lot of pranks at UMaine. Just classy guys up there.
Were you a big prankster when you were there?
No. We weren't prankster. There was not many pranks going on there. Just a couple late night, maybe, like, thinking we're like funny, acting like children again, like you lean, do a couple leaners, you know, that's about it.
Yeah, that kind of got my memory jogged a little bit. Our boy Liam Sweeney, guy that lives in Sweden, we played together at VIU, somebody put like a screaming hot coffee, like a double-double, like right under his helmet, and he went to lift up his helmet, and I believe he caught it, so the coffee didn't go everywhere, but it would have been just like a huge double-double just everywhere, all over his over his gear. So
that would have been bad.
Actually, I just thought of one that our assistant coach did. Did you play with Danny Perez?
Yeah, I played with Danny. Yeah.
So he put, assistant coach put on the board, he says, like, happy birthday, Danny. And it wasn't his birthday. So everyone went up to him, and he's like, happy birthday. And who keeps, like, what's that from? And then he saw the board, and then he erased it. He's like, it's not my birthday. And then, like, people kept, like, putting it up there. And then some new guys showed up to the ring. They're like, oh, happy birthday. And he got...
That's a riot, actually. Danny's a character. That reminded me of, actually, when at Maine, pranks that we would do is, like, Ritzy is the equipment manager there still. So I'm assuming he still has the whiteboard where if you need anything, you put your number in. So, like, yeah. So when we were there, my freshman year, we had the assistant coach was Jay Leach, who he's deaf a bit, so like when you call him or talk with him, sometimes he like forgets to put his hearing aids on, and you're like saying stuff, and he's like, huh? And it's like you're having like two different conversations. So like one of the pranks would be like they put on the whiteboard like, so like to a freshman, like call Jay immediately, like ASAP, and they would have to like call Jay and be like, and he'd have no idea why they're calling, but he'd be like, oh yeah, hey. Or it would be like right on the board, Coach Red wants to see you in like section double A immediately. And they'd like walk up to the like top of like the arena waiting for Coach Red, and like no coach would ever show. Those are some of the pranks that I remember actually. No one does that anymore.
I feel like hockey in general is just kind of like lost. I guess pranks don't happen as much anymore. Like there's too much, people are filming stuff. Stuff ends up on social media, ends up in the news, online, and it's just it's not like the risk to reward, the pros and cons aren't what they used to be anymore.
Yeah, I guess you're right. That is happens. Now, Victor, for you, I was kind of curious what of your hockey path, like what made you want to come over to the States and go the junior and college path versus maybe staying in Sweden longer, playing pro and then coming right to pro here? What made you do that path?
It was kind of came natural to me because I realized I wouldn't be able to sign like an SHL team or an Allsvenskan team. And I kind of quickly realized that, and then I wanted to try something else, and college was kind of the perfect fit for me, and I'm happy I made that decision because I think I've developed a lot, and obviously you get to school too, which is hard in Sweden. You can't really get that degree while playing hockey at a high level, so yeah, it's been great.
So out of curiosity, like you're playing in Sweden, you're with HV71, correct?
Yeah,
so you're with HV71, and they used to be an SHL team, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, and so you're probably, I'm assuming 17, 18 or whatnot, and or 16, 17, then you went over to the States to Chicago, and they make you the offer, and is this like the first offer that you're getting from UMaine, or is there a couple other offers? Are they, you know, throwing a good scully on the table for you, or were they offering you? They got you to go to UMaine over, I'm assuming you would have had other schools.
Yeah, it was what made me want to go to UMaine was, first of all, the coaches, all of them believed in me, right from the beginning with Alf and Red and Gite. Like they were one of the first schools to talk to me and then consistently like kept in touch and believed in me. And then I went to the visit and I loved it. It's kind of uncommon or rare, I guess, for a college to have a goalie coach that's getting paid. It's not just a volunteer guy. And Alfie was obviously a big reason I want to go here because he's been a great goalie here, and he's also a great goalie coach. And I really I wanted that. So yeah, that's why I chose UMaine.
I'm talking about Alfie Michaud, fellow Manitoba boy.
That's right.
A lot of Winnipeg guys at UMaine, eh?
He's pretty well respected in the goalie world.
Very well respected.
Yeah, I kind of realized that. I didn't know like when I first went there, but like Swayman, I think went for like a like if you would ask Swayman, he'd kind of probably give you the same answer. He's pretty well respected. What's it been like working with Alfie?
he gives you sometimes he's honest and he yells at us, but he's great. I mean, he really loves us, and we work on a lot of stuff and a lot of skating and a lot of video and you can also just talk to him about anything.
Yeah,
and
he's a good guy.
He's great.
So
when you say skating, I know you mentioned to me over DMs that he got you doing ballet. You want to talk a little bit about that?
So Swayman took a class because he needed like electives and for gen ed, and he took ballet, and it ended up helping his game a lot. And then Alf kind of realized that it's a good thing for goalies to work on, because it's like a lot of, you work on your hips and like a lot of like awkward positions for your hips, and that kind of like you need as a goalie, you need to be flexible in those positions. So then he got us into it at first. I was like, what, like really? Like ballet? And then I tried it out, and now we do it once a week, the three of us, the goalies.
That's hilarious, though. Like, I can only picture the three of you in class. Like, is it like at UMaine, like a class at UMaine or local?
We're not in the class actually. We're just doing off of YouTube.
Oh, gotcha.
But if I
That's
have
funny.
chance to take it, I definitely will. Like if I have need to take a class.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you guys find just like a video and you guys just do the ballerina corps or the ballet course, or do you guys just all go together, follow the video, or what's the setup like?
Just a video we put out on the TV in the gym and then we follow along. I can send it to you. You can try it.
Travis, you
Yeah,
gotta get the ballet.
you know what? We for next week's podcast, we should call in and be a part of the ballet session. We'll do it
Yeah.
in the background.
Just a few dudes doing ballet. What's it to you? That's all it is.
Some background entertainment for the podcast next week.
Yeah. So when you were making your decision to commit to Maine, I didn't have anything to do with that, like on your recruiting trip. I didn't impact you in any way.
No, for sure. It was a great experience for my visit, and yeah, I was like, I want to go to this place.
So I was telling Trav, like I met you on your visit, and I kind of was like joking with you a little. I was kind of curious from your perspective. Like I'll explain the story after if it's not fully explained, but like from your perspective, what was going through your head when you met me?
I was like, I
In
had no idea what's going on. I was at some other guy's apartment. They're like, "Do you know Pat Shea?" I'm like, "Yeah, I've seen his videos." And he's like, "Yeah, I want to go meet him." I'm like, "Yeah, sure." And then you got the whole video set up, and I'm like, "Oh, what's going on?" And then I sat there, and then the cameras, and I was like, "Oh, this is going on YouTube. Like, I can't screw this up." But yeah, I was definitely put on the spot. I was pretty nervous when I saw
Yeah. I don't know what I was sitting there with Eddie Trail Max and I think Swayman. You were with Swayman and he texted me. He's like, "Hey, we're gonna come by if that's cool. Like, I got a goalie recruit here. Like, we're gonna come meet you. We've seen your videos or something." I'm like, "Oh, okay." And then I was like bored. I'm like, "Oh, I'm gonna like mess with him. That'd be fun." So I was like, "Hey, let's mess with the recruit." We had a couch and I have these like big studio lights for when I do videos. So I put it up with a tripod and a camera. And when he came in, these were set up facing the couch. And I kind of was like, "Hey, have a seat on the couch." And he like I had never met him or like whatever. And he comes in and I started asking you questions. I don't remember like specifically, but I know at the end I like was very serious. I was like, "So like, if Red, offers you at the end of your recruiting trip, are you going to take it?" And you were just like, like what am I supposed to say here? Because you're thinking that I'm recording this and going to like put it on YouTube and like show Red. And I was just like fucking around. Like I wasn't even recording it. I'm just sitting there like trying to like just having fun. And you're like, "Oh, it's what a great opportunity it would be." Like you didn't want to like give an answer or like look bad. And I was cracking up. I was like, "No, I'm just messing around, dude. I would never do that." But, yeah, I can only imagine how like weird that would probably felt. You probably were like, "What the hell is wrong with this dude?" If that happened on my trip, I would have been like, "What the fuck?"
Yeah, you should have seen last week's recruit. We really had a good time with that guy instead.
Yeah. But hey, at least it didn't scare you away from me, man, though. So you stuck with it. It's good. It's a good spot.
Knew you were a senior when I was, so you would have.
Yeah, I was leaving. So you knew I'd be gone. So that's perfect.
Yeah, but hey, you know it is scary though. Speaking of recruiting trips and meeting a coach and whatnot, you know what's scary, Pat? You know what's scary, Victor?
What?
Tell us.
Having a bush. You don't want to have a bush, which is why we got to tell you about today's presenting sponsor, the folks at Manscaped.com. We're happy to have them on as we do every week. Pat Shea, tell them a little bit about why you don't want to have a bush this Valentine's Day, especially when you got your old
Ooh,
lady.
yeah.
Victor's got his old lady. I'm sure he's already planning a nice date. Nice dinner, maybe take her
Yeah.
out to the Olive Garden, breadsticks, super salad. Maybe you want both, supersize the salad, whatever you're into. You don't want to have a bush. Maybe you're
No.
single, you're swiping on the dating apps. We want to make sure you're taken care of, right?
Yeah, you want to be groomed, especially with Valentine's Day coming right around the corner. Like, whether you're single, taken, whatever, you're gonna have a Valentine in some way or another. Maybe it's yourself, maybe you're treating yourself, but
Yeah.
the last thing you want to do is go on a Valentine's Day date that goes well. You plan a great night. You take off your clothes and you have a full chest of like ungroomed hair all over it, obviously in your private area, that's just going, and it just ruins the whole night, and then ruins your Valentine's Day, ruins her Valentine's Day or his Valentine's Day, and just makes everyone more upset. But you can fix that by picking up the lawnmower with Manscaped using our code BIZKIT, BIZKIT, and that gives you 20% off, right, Trav?
Correct, and free shipping. We heard Victor shipping the orders out. I think he's closer to the factory than you are, no?
Yeah, I'd say he is closer to the Manscaped factory than I am.
How's that sound, so, Victor? You wanna sign some packages, ship them out the door, give everybody, you know, a nice slap on the back end? Good job, guys.
Yeah, sounds good.
Beats delivering groceries in Sweden, I'll tell you that much.
Yeah.
But no, in all seriousness, manscaped.com, you want to pick up a lawnmower for, there's a link in the video description for the video version or a link in the podcasting notes on Apple, Spotify, Google, or wherever you're listening. If you're in the car, you're in the gym, got all that stuff. And the code, like Pat said, is BIZKIT, BIZKIT or BIZKIT, wherever you're tuning in from in North America. That'll get you 20% off and free shipping. And yeah, thanks as always to Manscaped for sponsoring the podcast.
Welcome back to Intermission. Now we're here with Victor. Again, if you forgot, well, you're distracted by our ad and buying a lawnmower. He is currently the goalie at the University of Maine. Now we kind of talked about your recruiting and why you chose to go there. I'm curious now what your experience has been like since being there. Obviously, I hope it's not, maybe if you don't want to talk about it, you don't have to, but like touchy, like our coach, Red, passed away this past spring, so you had, you know, Red, Gite, and Alfie as your coaches who recruited you in your coach's freshman year, and then now you're sophomore, right? So you go in now, has a new coaching staff, and then to add on to that, you started your college career when COVID was a thing, so we can bleep out the COVID, we don't get demonetized, but that was a obviously very present during your freshman year, which probably affected that, so kind of talk about, you know, what going into college during that time was like, and then now what it's been like transitioning to having a new coaching staff.
Yeah, no, last year is obviously weird with COVID, having to test every day and no fans and games getting canceled and stuff, but we at least had a season. A lot of teams didn't even have a season, so It was a lot of fun, and despite everything, and I think it was good for me to it was a good year for me too. I felt that I could handle college hockey, and I got to play a lot, which was fun, and so yeah, it was a good first year for me. You know, nothing crazy, but we had struggled as a team, obviously, but. Yeah, it was a good year, and then with the passing of Red, it was obviously shocking to everyone. But then ever since, like after a couple of weeks, we got a new coach, and then it's been going on, or we've been just going from there. And this year's been also been different with the new coaches, and Bar is definitely harder, like on us, and. He expects more every time you're out there, and I mean I haven't been good enough this year, honestly, with my performances and games and practice too. And then that's one thing with Bar, like if you don't perform, then you're not playing, which is how it should be, in my opinion. And so that's I haven't been playing on the level I know I can better, and it was evident like this past weekend I didn't play because I mean I wasn't really good. We haven't played it was the first game not so great, and I wasn't really good in practice, like honestly, and then I didn't play, so you got to bring it every day.
Think there's a reason for that though, like in comparison to like last season or like in years past where like you've been like a stud like in Chicago to, you know, like you said, maybe not performing the way that you want. Is there something missing in your game? Is there something that you think you're not doing enough of? Like what's off this season?
I mean, I want to work on my skating. I want to get better feet and better hands. So that's things I've been working on, that I am working on, and then I don't know if it's like I'm not confident. I don't know. I can't. But I it's not. I don't know. It's hard to say. But I'm just gotta do every day and work hard. Like that's all I can control really. And whoever plays plays, and when it's my turn, I'm just. Have to make the most of it, you know.
Is there like one that maybe like technical aspect, like maybe you and Alf you've talked about, or maybe you and Thies have gone back and forth on, where you're like, this needs to tighten up a little bit, or like someone you're even working on like right now, like I'm sure you're working on stuff today and over the weekend as well.
Yeah, no, I just want to get better at being square. Like I feel like I have been not cheating it, but I've been focusing on other stuff to kind of like I've been last this season and this summer it's been all about speed for me. Like I want to get quicker, and while doing that and while I'm like working on it, I have kind of been sloppy with other stuff, and now I feel like that's coming evident in my game. So just gotta take care of that and make sure I'm square and do the do everything the right way, and right, obviously still trying to be fast, but not want to like lack the fundamentals, I guess.
Dude, like, would you agree that, like, everybody says, like, goalie coaches, dads, everywhere, they're like, be square to the puck, be square to, like, all this kind of stuff. But, like, in reality, like the game moves fast, guys move fast, passing, shooting, all this stuff. Like, to actually, like, be 100 and, 10% square on every single shot is, it's such a hard thing to do on every shot.
Yeah, no, for sure. It is.
And like too, like you're saying, like adding speed and whatnot. And obviously, like I know you and I are in like very different classes of being goaltenders. But like I've been trying to do the same thing recently. It's like, like I'm a little slow. Like I need to add some speed. And then you start focusing on that speed. And then oh shit, like my lead leg or like my anchor leg is trailing. It's sinking. My hands are dropping. My head's a little slow. And you start focusing that one thing so much that it's like three things are kind of are lacking. Like exactly what you just said.
Right. Yeah, no, for sure. Like, it all makes sense. You just gotta sometimes take a step back and see yourself and really be honest with yourself too. And like, even though it might be hard sometimes, to just like see what am I lacking, what should I work on, and then doing it. So yeah, it's constantly evolving when you like when you feel like you get some one part of your game where you want it, what you want it to be, and then there's something else that comes up, and then you're like, oh, I gotta get better at that. And so yeah, that's honestly what's fun about it too, that there's always things to improve on, you know.
It's kind of like cat and mouse, though, eh? Like you're fixing one thing, you're focusing on that, and then oh shit, like now this is a little bit loose, and we got to tighten those screws, and then it's just so like you think in your mind like right now. Oh, I'm this thing and that thing. I'm like two things away, and like, dude, I'm tight. I'm airtight. And then you get there, and I was like, oh shit! Like now I gotta fix this and fix that, and then this changes, and it's like, oh man, it's like my mom. Like when I was a kid, like she cleaned the house up, she'd mop the floors, do the kitchen, everything. Like 5 minutes later, there's a mess. Like can we just keep it clean for 5 minutes before we wreck everything?
Yeah, for sure.
It's a great comparison, Jeff.
I don't know. That's the first thing that popped in my mind.
I was gonna use golf, but that was better.
Yeah, that's good. My mom does listen occasionally, so I hope she listens to
Like sometimes your short game's good, but then you can't drive, you know. But
it's like Happy Gilmore,
yeah.
Come on, Happy, just give it a little tap, just a nice little tap, 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 taparoo. Goddamn alligator bit my hand off.
Oh, Trav loves the movie quotes, huh?
I know. I'm a big movie guy.
We love it. But yeah, no, I think that's all. That's great stuff. I think it's like we all have. We kind of talked about this. I think it was the last episode. How we all have moments or like spans of times where everything might not be going perfect or like the way we, you know, planned it out. Say maybe the preseason or like how the season was expected. And it's kind of like you just got to find ways to, you know, stay positive and like make sure you're coming to the rink with a good attitude and kind of stand on top of things. Have what are some of your strategies to do that? Like say like obviously like you guys kind of like aren't having the best season, which like my team as well is in like a similar situation, but like I'm curious of like your strategy. If you have like a bad like weekend, maybe like you get swept, like what is your strategy like mentally to like come into the rink and make sure you're still ready to go for like the next game?
For me, it kind of comes down to why am I doing this? And then it's because it's fun, you know. You can't forget that hockey is fun, even though if you're losing. And like practices are fun too. Like it's easy to get into the grind, like especially this time of the year and it's dark out and
yeah,
all the practices. But like going to practice is like, it's fun, man. Like a lot of players would love to just practice every day, like they can for some reason. And like that's kind of the way I like to think about it, if that ever crosses my mind, you know.
Absolutely. That's one of my big things I always say. Just keep remembering to have fun. It's kind of like, I feel like that's so important, just to, because like it's so easy to get caught up in it and get like mad and angry about it. Then you just kind of have to remember, like, okay, we're playing hockey. We're 20 to 25 year old guys here, like playing hockey, where the rest of the guys our age are just wishing they were, you know. So it's like you kind of have to like look at the perspective, I guess. So I think that was a good point for sure.
But to kind of dial it back a little bit though, like you guys both feel that, like, especially like in the last 2 years since, you know, the COV has kind of come out, like you just appreciate like just hockey that much more. Like it could even be like a shitty, like a 30 minute morning skate or anything. Just the fact that like you get to show up, skate, and then go home, everything's all good. Like just it's just so much more awesome. Like in the last 2 years, you appreciate that more. Would you agree with that or no?
Oh, 100%. I mean, last year it was evident, like it can be taken away from you so quickly. And yeah. So I gotta appreciate every day. Like you can't really take it any day for granted.
Well, and I mean too, like you're skating every day, like there's kids in like Canada or like, well, especially Canada, like Quebec, Ontario right now, or like certain spots like in the US where it's like you guys aren't even allowed to practice, you guys aren't even allowed to play games, and like on top of that, like you guys are paying for that. Like we get to skate for free. Like, you know, you and I show up at the rink, Pat shows up at the rink, nobody's, you know, coming to collect the tab. They're like, oh yeah, show up, it's already covered. Like, and I know that's like really like base level for us, but like that's awesome. Like unlimited, all you can eat, free ice.
Perspective. Now, I have a question about college this year too, because another upgrade or advancement, I guess, is that now the college athlete can finally make money off their image, their name, and likeliness, which was a long debate for many years. I mean, it's still not to the point where I feel like guys are happy, like, without being on salary or whatever, but you're now able to make money off like ads, sponsors, or doing stuff on like YouTube, like I did. Have you or anyone on the team been able to benefit from that? Just out of curiosity, if that's been any change.
Not really. Like we had a couple like Barstool athletes in the beginning.
Yeah.
Up and like I don't know what they get. I can't even do it because I'm international.
Really.
What do you mean?
Damn, I didn't know that.
Like, on my visa, I can't make money.
Oh, damn. Oh. I didn't even know that. So that's a disadvantage for anyone.
It's only for Americans.
Damn.
So is that by the NCAA or that's by, like, the U.S. government you're not allowed to make money?
It's U.S. government. Like, the visa you're on.
Okay, well, we're not ratting you. Don't worry about that. We're not going to squeal. So. We're trying to help you.
You guys, sponsor him. Well, that sucks, though, huh?
No, it's only for Americans.
I know, like, when I was there, a lot of, like, the football players were talking about how, because it was in the talks when I was there, about how the rule was going to be passed after that my class graduated. And there was a lot of, like, football players, like, oh, look, I'm going to get sponsored by Under Armour, like, all this stuff. And I'm like, no, I don't think Under Armour is going to want, like, you guys. But, like, I think the perspective of like everyone going into like, oh, we're finally gonna be able to get paid, and then like a lot of guys were like, wait, like no, we're not actually. Like the Barstool athlete thing, I think Portnoy was just like, hell yeah, like Barstool athletes, great idea, let's make everyone a Barstool athlete and we'll send merch. But, like, the guys who were Barstool athletes at the beginning, did they ever get merch, or was that just
I think they got like a pair of sweatpants.
Did they get the sweatpants? Yeah. There we go.
that's it. Like,
yeah, they're not getting paid from it or anything.
Yeah. So yeah, it's obviously not a big deal. Like in hockey, I there's obviously players that are sponsored by different things now that they weren't able to deal with. More so in football and basketball, I feel like where it actually
makes
a difference for those guys.
Maybe we can get you the Bauer sponsorship though. You got that wicked Bauer set with the black bear on the side, the black or the navy base. Looks unreal, dude.
Thank you. Bauer does a great job with coming up with designs. So yeah.
Do you make that yourself, or is that something they came up with for you?
Well, no. So the guy, the Bauer guy, the designer just like sent me a bunch of different designs, and I was like, oh, I like this one, and then we changed it a little bit, and then yeah.
Who was that? Was that Trotz?
No. From the designer?
From Bauer.
No. Tim Boron. He's not the designer. He's like
Timmy B. Yeah.
He's the rep. And then the designer's name Mash, I believe. But yeah, so I just said kind of I wanted a lot of navy in there, and then he made it. So yeah. He's really good.
And then you're in love, man. We got to get you a Bauer sponsorship, man. We can make you like the Jesper Wallstedt of NCAA, the Swedish Wallstedt in NCAA.
Yeah.
That'd be perfect. Ideal.
Have you got a chance to ski with Wallstedt or get to meet him at all?
No, I haven't.
No? Oh, okay. Because you're a 2000, correct? 2000?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. And he's a 02. Never mind. Sorry, math in my head. Too many pucks off the head.
There you go, Trav.
Well, like a couple times in juniors, but... We were in different conferences because he's in, like up north and I was down south. So it was only like a couple games, but yeah, it's the only time I only played against him.
Yeah. You got anything else to add, Pat, or that's about it?
I think that's all I had. If you want
That's all I had. We had the Q&A questions. Those were exciting. Unless you got anything exciting happening in your life, Victor. I know you said you got an electric guitar recently. Have you learned to strum that thing up or what?
Not an electric, just acoustic.
An acoustic. Okay. So you're playing shows for the boys on the road or what?
No, not yet. I'm still very a beginner, but it's fun. Okay. It's a lot of fun.
Okay, cool. Well, that's awesome, dude. Well, thank you very much for coming on the podcast. We appreciate you. We're happy to have you on. As always, it's nice to have another goalie, a Swede. I at heart, I consider myself a Swede. I know most Swedes are like, get this guy out of here. He ain't one of us. But like, I identify as Swedish now. That's my ethnicity. Are you offended by that at all? Do I look it? Is the hair looking good?
Oh yeah, you look so Swedish, dude.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, I'm from Sweden. Teach me some Swedish. Jävla fita. Anyway, as always, we want to thank you as always for listening to Sling the Biscuit. We have a new episode every Thursday at 8 a.m. Eastern on the video version, on the audio version as well. Apple, Spotify, Google, wherever you get your podcasts. Victor Osman. Give him a shout. Give him a follow on Instagram. Appreciate him coming on. And Manscaped deliveries. They're going to be done by him. He's going to ship all the orders out. Pat Shea, any final words before we cap off?
Yeah, thank you for hopping on the pod. This is great. And we are doing this every Thursday, dropping at 8 a.m. So be there next Thursday and this Thursday Eastern. And one after that. Eastern time.
8 a.m. Mm-hmm. Cool. All right, there we go. That's a podcast. Shit.